the biggest thing who people are bad at saving money and budgeting is that they're always thinking about, oh, I'm getting this money in the future, and they spend it before they have it. And that's the biggest way to get in trouble. So if you're bad at budgeting, I would check out YNAB. You need a budget.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. Every Friday, we dive into personal finance strategies and tips and tricks on how to get your money working for you so you can achieve those goals you want in life. Because after all, we know it's not what you make, but what you keep, and then what that money can do for you. Because the ones that are living true financial freedom are having their money work for them, producing more money. So then you can combat inflation and continue to have consistent cash flow while growing your net worth at the same time. And today I want to talk, it's going to be a quick episode. I just want to talk about tools using to budget yourself and track your budget, and more on the tracking side. And I want to preface this by saying, as I've said before, that it's more important to focus on increasing your income, your top line, think of it as like a business, versus decreasing your expenses, because you're only limited to how much you can decrease your expenses by, because there's just some things out there where you have to pay for, right? Living, as in shelter, food, bills that are associated with those things. Like, those things you have to pay for in an inflation environment, along with transportation, that stuff is increasing. So there's only so much you can do to reduce your expenses. So you should obviously do that to a certain degree, but you should spend more energy and more focus on increasing your top line, your income, because at the end of the day, that'll cure all ailments in a sense, as long as you're not going crazy on the expenses, because we all know anyone can spend what they make, even if you're making a lot. So that's important. But with that said, increasing your income doesn't necessarily happen overnight, right? So it is important in the meantime to track those expenses and create somewhat of a budget. I know everyone hates that term. And for a while, when I was first starting off, I wasn't good at it either. It's just one of those necessary evils that you got to do. So I want to talk about the tools I use, the apps, the software I use to do that, to make your life easier. So it's more of a seamless process. At the beginning, it takes some time you have to put in to set everything up. But in the long run, it's pretty seamless. And like with anything in life, this is not something that you're just going to set up and then forget about. You want to track this, right? Because what is not tracked and what's not managed, or excuse me, what is not tracked and what is not measured is not, can't manage, right? So it's kind of pointless if you don't check in on this. So I suggest when you're first starting out, like, check in, if not every week, every other week, and see where you're at. And then once you kind of get stabilized and feel comfortable where you're at, then you only really need to check it once a month to see where you're at. Let's just jump into this and talk about the tools I use. So first, I want to talk about Mint. And before I really get into it, I'm not endorsed by any of these. I'm just sharing tools that I've used personally that have been a benefit to me. So Mint is a way to track your transactions and set up a budget. You link your bank accounts, your credit cards, all that good stuff, your investment accounts to Mint, and it tracks it. So you can set up your budget. You can say, I want to only spend this amount of money. Say it's, throw a random number out there. Say it's $5,000 a month. That's your budget. And then from that $5,000, you break it down into categories. So obviously groceries, rent / mortgage, bills, maybe go out to a restaurant, all that stuff. You just break it down and you set a dollar amount per category, then adds up to that total $5,000, and it tracks it. And at first, you're going to have to go in and look at all your transactions to make sure it's categorizing them correctly. But once you do that a few times, then the AI, the algorithm, picks up on that for the future. So it knows what category to put it in. And then you can simply track it and see like where you're at. So halfway through a month, you can see, well, I'm getting pretty close to that restaurant category. I probably should not go out the rest of the month, or at least maybe only one more time. I mean, so you can track that stuff. You can see where you're at, where you can improve, and then it tracks all your different accounts. So then it'll show your net worth, what you have in your bank account for cash, investments, property, and then the liability is what you owe. So maybe you owe a mortgage on a property, you have some outstanding credit card, not that you're not paying it, it's just outstanding until you pay it next bill cycle, right? Because we're not getting racking up any credit card debt here. That's a big no-no. But anyways, then it shows you what your net worth is, it shows your investment accounts. And it's just a great way to track your budget and track your kind of financial health. So if you're not using Mint, I highly recommend it, because what's not measured is not managed. And this is something we all need to manage, whether you're making $50,000 a year or $1 million a year. You should always be measuring this so you know where your financial health is, and where you're at, and what you can improve on. So at the end of the day, you can make $1 million. Maybe you want to go buy some more investment properties, but you're just not budgeting properly and you don't know where your money's going. This is a great way to see where it's going and then control that. So that's the one I use. And I've also used another one that is the same thing. I mean, it's for the same purpose, and that's called YNAB. And that stands for You Need a Budget. So YNAB, YNAB, as they call it. And this paid for, whereas Mint is free, YNAB, or You Need a Budget, is a paid for subscription. And it's about $15 monthly or $98.99 annually. And they do a 34-day free trial. And what they do for YNAB that's different is it focuses more on the dollars you have now. And then you assign those dollars a category. So if you have, I don't know, let's say round number, $10,000, then you assign it to rent or mortgage, whatever, allocate that amount to that. And then groceries, utilities, entertainment, gym, so on and so forth, right? And so you assign, so it's looking at the money you have now, not the money you think you may make in the future. And it's really a smart approach to it if you're bad at budgeting and don't have a good control of your money. I would highly recommend this because it's looking at what you have now, not what you might think in the future. Because with Mint, it doesn't do it that way. It's you set your own budget, right? So this is going to take your money and like, this is your budget. And then based on your bills, like where do you need to allocate this stuff? So if you're bad at a budget, this is a great way. And they say their philosophy is that you have to be intentional about making a plan and sticking to it in order to actively change your spending habits. For this reason, the app keeps you focused on money that you have available before you spend it so that you have total control over where it goes. And what I've noticed is that's the biggest thing who people are bad at saving money and budgeting is that they're always thinking about, oh, I'm getting this money in the future, and they spend it before they have it. And that's the biggest way to get in trouble. So if you're bad at budgeting, I would check out YNAB. You Need a Budget. All right. And the third tool that I like is something called Digit. And Digit, I don't currently use it, but I use it right out of college because start out in finance. You can make very, very good money in finance, but you tend to not make great money out of the gate, right? So I wasn't making that much money. Living in Boston, one of the, as we all know, one of the most expensive cities, consistently top three, if not top two in the country, and lived right in the city. And a good portion of my money was going to my rent. I knew that I would get a promotion if I worked hard within the first year, ended up being 9 months. And so I knew it wasn't financially smart for that 9 to 12 month period, but it would make sense once I got that promotion. And I knew that was up to me just working hard and committing to that. So I was like, quality of life in terms of being able to walk to work and being right in the city, not having to pay for transportation, I would have to cut back at the beginning, right? And so knowing that, I still wanted to save money as much as I could. So I used both Mint and Digit to be able to do that and really be able to afford to live there, still have a little fun. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not the type of person that's just going to sit in my house when I'm not at work and save all my money, but do it responsibly. So Mint was for the budget, so I could keep track of my budget and see where I was at during the month. And then Digit was to save. And so this is great for anyone who's not good at actively allocating money to savings. And so what digit.co is the URL. What Digit does is it also links to your bank accounts, your credit cards, and it studies your transaction and sees the patterns, and it uses its algorithm to then make a decision on how much it can then allocate to savings. And they also say that, you know, if part of their policy that if the algorithm was to screw up and overdraft you, they would then revert the money back and pay for your any overdraft fee you may incur. But that never happened. They never overdrafted on me. And so it uses an algorithm. So it's never the same amount. Like sometimes you'd see like $200. Sometimes you'd see $90. Sometimes you'd see 50, 30. You know, it all depended on where you were. And so like if you just had probably paid for your rent, they weren't going to take as much that week, right? And it was a great way to just like sit back and not think about it. I really enjoyed it. It was a way that I really saved a lot of money fast and then I invested. Back then, that's all the app was. It was just simply use that algorithm to save for you. And then you would have to take that money and move it into an investment account, whatever, if you're investing in a property. And at that time, it was free. Now they do charge. They charge a $5 a month fee, subscription fee. So it's just flat $5 a month. And then, so after you pay that $5 monthly fee, the only other time you would pay any type of fee is if you wanted the money faster than 2 to 3 business days. So if you're okay with getting it when you withdraw 2 to 3 business days, then there's no fee. But if you want it faster than that, like that day or next day, it's a 99-cent fee. So not terrible if you need it really fast. And when I used it, all it was that saving, right? So, and it was great. I saved a lot of money really fast without even thinking about it. And then you'd see it in the mint too. So you'd see that taking out and you'd be able to track that. And then the digit was linked to Mint as well. So it's not like the money was leaving and then it wouldn't show in your Mint that you had that money. So it would show it there. So it's part of your net worth calculation as well. But now they have some other services where you can automatically pay bills from there, set up bill pay reminders. You also set up where it'll then transfer the money to the investment account automatically. Because when I had it, didn't do that. But I can't vouch for that part of the app now because I never used it. But from just the savings aspect, it was great. And so again, anyone who is not good at saving, I highly recommend that app. And then the last one isn't made by a company, it's made by yourself. And that's solely tracking your net worth in an Excel spreadsheet. And all you do is list all your accounts, your asset accounts and what they're worth. So your cash equivalents, stocks, real estate, all of that. And then minus your liabilities, what you owe, debt payments, right? So like a loan, mortgage, credit card, all that stuff. And then, so obviously, as you know, assets minus liabilities equals net worth. And the reason to do that, even though Mint does it for you, right, is that it puts your mind focusing on your net worth and why that's important. It's not to go brag, my net worth is X. It's because it's important to focus on that for the sole reason that, as I always say, what's not measured is not managed. And you need to manage this because it's important for your future. And especially when it comes to real estate, like what I do, net worth is a big part of getting approved for loans and scaling your investment portfolio. So it's really important to have that bigger net worth. And also for other things you want to do, different types of loans and credit cards, it's important to have that net worth squared away. So I track that manually, even though it does show up in Mint, except for Mint, it won't show my commercial properties, what my businesses are worth. So that's also why I do it. So it's more of an exact net worth. And then for those people that you can also just track your budget in Excel. Like I prefer not to do that because that's just a lot of time when Mint can just do it for me. So like I said, this is going to be a quick episode. Those are the tools I use and highly recommend. If you're going to use any of them, I think Mint is one of the most important ones. It's just a great way to easily track and see where you're at. And I think that's very important. Even if you're making $1 million, $5 million, $10 million a year, probably when you get to that point, there might be some better software to use, but I still think it's important, right? Even at that point, it's just important to track and see where you're at, know where you're always at, what you can be better on, where your money's going. Because even at that point, when you're making $10 a year, you're probably hard to know where all the money's going, right? So this is a great way to see where it's going and make sure it's going to the places it should be and make sure it's not going to the places it shouldn't be. All right, everyone. Just wanted to share some actionable steps and some tools I use. As always, thanks for tuning in. And I forgot to mention at the beginning of the episode, but as I continue mentioning, I'm trying to hit that 100 five-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. Remember, I originally said I wanted to do it by the end of the year, and then I realized how awesome you all are leaving those ratings that I need to up that and say, let's do it in the first 6 months. Well, we're going to crush that, I have a feeling, because we're already at 98 and this is not even mid-May yet. So we have over a month and a half to go and we're going to hit that 100. So I got to think where I want to be by the the end of the year. All right. So for those of you that haven't left a 5-star rating review or any type of rating and review, if you enjoy the show, it would mean a lot if you took the time to do that. And also, if you found value from the show and know someone else that could find value from it, please share it with them. That's how we grow. That's how I can get this out to more ears and eyes out there and help more people. At the end of the day, that's what I want to do, is help as many people as I can. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.